The One Thing: The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. Authors: Gary W. Keller and Jay Papasan. Things to do to turn things around. Where people achieve huge success, you'll find that they narrowed their concentration to one thing. And where their success varied, their focus had too. Going small is ignoring all the things you could do and doing what you should do. The way to get the most out of your world and your life is to go as small as possible. Most people think just the opposite. They think big success is time-consuming and complicated. As a result, their calendars and to-do lists become overloaded and overwhelming. Success starts to feel out of reach, so they settle for less. Unaware that big success comes when we do few things well. They get lost trying to do too much, and in the end, accomplish too little. Over time, they lower their expectations, abandon their dreams, and allow their life to get small. This is the wrong thing to make small. Do you know that a single domino is capable of bringing down another domino that is actually 50% larger? Getting extraordinary results is all about creating a domino effect in your life. Toppling dominoes is pretty straightforward. You line them up and tip over the first one. In the real world, though, it's a bit more complicated. The challenge is that life doesn't line everything up for us and say, here's where you should start. Why does this approach work? Extraordinary success is sequential, not simultaneous. What starts out linear and becomes geometric. You do the right thing, and then you do the next right thing. Over time, it adds up, and the geometric potential of success is unleashed. The domino effect applies to the big picture, like your work or your business, and it applies to the smallest moment in each day when you're trying to decide what to do next. Success builds on success. And as this happens, over and over, you move toward the highest success possible. The challenge we all face when forming our success strategies is that, just like tales of frogs, fish, explorers, and jockeys, success has its own lies too. The six lies between you and success. The six lies are beliefs that get into our heads and become operational principles driving us the wrong way. They are the six lies about success, keeping us from living the one thing. 1. Everything matters equally. Equality is a lie. Understanding this is the basis of all great decisions. 2. Multitasking. When you try to do too much at once, you can end up doing nothing well. Figure out what matters most in the moment, and give it your undivided attention. 3. Disciplined life. Don't be a disciplined person. Be a person of powerful habits and use selected discipline to develop them. Build one habit at a time. 4. Willpower is always on will call. Don't spread your willpower too thin. On any given day, you have a limited supply of willpower. So decide what matters and reserve your willpower for it. 5. A balanced life. Think about two balancing buckets. Separate your work life and personal life into two distinct buckets. Not to compartmentalize them, just for counterbalancing. Each has its own counterbalancing goals and approaches. Start leading a counterbalanced life. Let the right things take precedence when they should, and get to the rest when you can. An extraordinary life is a counterbalancing act. 6. Big is bad. Think big. Avoid incremental thinking that simply asks, what do I do next? This is at best the slow lane to success, and at worst, the off-ramp. Ask bigger questions. A good rule of thumb is to double down everywhere in your life. If your goal is 10, ask the question, how can I reach 20? Set a goal so far above what you want that you'll be building a plan that practically guarantees your original goal. The truth. We overthink, overplan, and overanalyze our careers, our businesses, and our lives. The long hours are neither virtuous nor healthy. And that we usually succeed in spite of most of what we do, not because of it. While actually the key to success isn't in all the things we do, but in the handful of things we do well. Success comes down to this: being appropriate in the moments of your life. The one thing is a surprisingly simple truth behind extraordinary success. The focusing question. Great questions are the path to great answers. The focusing question is a great question designed to find a great answer. It'll help you find the first domino for your job, your business, or any other area in which you want to achieve extraordinary results. The focusing question is a double-duty question. It comes in two forms: big picture and small focus. One is about finding the right direction in life, and the other is about finding the right action. The big picture question: what's my one thing? Use it to develop a vision for your life and the direction for your career or company. It's your strategic compass. It keeps your relationships with friends, family, and colleagues in perspective and your daily actions on track. The small focus question. What's my one thing right now? Use this when you first wake up and throughout the day. It keeps you focused on your most important work, and wherever you need it, helps you find the levered action or first domino in any activity. The small focus question prepares you for the most productive work week possible. It's effective in your personal life too, keeping you attentive to your most important immediate needs, as well as those of the most important people in your life. Whether you seek answers big or small, asking the focus question is the ultimate success habit of your life. Extraordinary results come from asking the focusing question. Extraordinary results. Live with purpose. Pick a direction. Start marching down that path and see how you like it. Time brings clarity. And if you find you don't like it, you can always change your mind. It's your life. Happiness happens on the way to fulfillment. We all want to be happy, but seeking it isn't the best way to find it. The surest path to achieving lasting happiness happens when you make your life about something bigger, when you bring meaning and purpose to your everyday actions. Discover your big why. Discover your purpose by asking yourself what drives you. What's the thing that gets you up in the morning and keeps you going when you're tired and worn down? This is your big why. It's why you're excited with your life. It's why you're doing what you're doing. Live by priority. There can only be one. Your most important priority is the one thing you can do right now that would help you achieve what matters most to you. You may have many priorities, but dig deep and you'll discover there's always one that matters most, your top priority, your one thing. Goal set to the now. Knowing your future goal is how you begin. Identifying the steps you need to accomplish along the way keeps your thinking clear while you uncover the right priority you need to accomplish right now. Put pen to paper. Write your goals down and keep them close. Pull your purpose through to a single priority built by goal setting to the now. And that priority, the one thing you can do, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary, will show you the way to extraordinary results. And once you know what to do, the only thing left is to go from knowing to doing. Live for productivity. The people who achieve extraordinary results don't achieve them by working more hours. They achieve them by getting more done in the hours they work. The three commitments. 1. Commit to be your best. Extraordinary results happen only when you give the best you have to become the best you can be at your most important work. 2. Be purposeful about your one thing. If the path of mastery is a commitment to be your best, being purposeful is a commitment to adopt the best possible approach. 3. Take ownership of your outcomes. If extraordinary results are what you want, being a victim won't work. Remember, we're not talking about ordinary results. Extraordinary is what we're after. That kind of productivity eludes most, but it doesn't have to. When you time block your most important priority, protect your time block, and then work your time block as effectively as possible, you'll be as productive as you can be. You'll be living the power of the one thing.